Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A spotlight on the town of Lewiston this morning. The town board this week voted to ban short-term rentals, Airbnbs, and bed and breakfasts. John Jacoby is on the WBEN Trocare College Liveline, Lewiston town board member. John, thank you for joining us this morning. And we should point out, too, we're talking about the town of Lewiston, not the village. This ban, have you had problems with transients and these short-term rentals in the past?
Well, up until recently, we never had any problems because it's never been legal, never been lawful, never been permitted under our town code. So we didn't have many.
What changed to make the board kind of take this measure and go this route? What was that discussion like?
When the village enacted their program where they regulated them, but they allowed up to 50 in the village, then it became apparent that there were some out in the town as well. Most of which that I was unaware of. The number I've heard is there's approximately 10, but I can't verify that's exact. And what happened was when the residents of the town heard about what they're doing in the village, subsequently found out that they were operating in our town, my phone went off the hook. It just people, mostly people I knew, but from throughout the town, no one wants them.
Well, what's the reaction then to what happened this week?
Well, the reaction was congratulatory. A lot of people said to me, I'm so glad you enacted this. There, some people are most vocal who own them, and they're claiming that there have been no complaints and that there's no evidence that there's any problems with them. For me, the biggest problem is that you live next door to a building that's vacant most often 5 days a week and all winter long. And it's not conducive to a sense of community or a sense of neighborhood.
That seems to be, you know, the big issue for the neighbors, right? But I'm wondering, just in large, in the big picture, in the town of Lewiston, you mentioned maybe about 10 or so. How many Airbnbs there would be, what the interest would be like? Because I do tend to think of maybe the village more than the town as kind of a center of activity for this.
Oh, it's probably exactly true. I mean, when people come to the Lewiston area, they want to be down near the waterfront or they want to be near the village of Lewiston. But there's another business area out in Sanborn where there's probably some demand for them. But out in the countryside, I imagine people who visit out in the countryside have specific business and specific people there to see. Well, how you could gauge that, has anyone ever built a hotel in that area? They've built hotels in the village of Lewiston, but there are, to my knowledge, none in the town.
I have an impression of the town of Lewiston as being kind of a sleepy town. Is that how you would characterize it? And it sounds like you want to keep it that way?
In the moment, certainly sleepy. It's pretty early today. But when you look at it, I would invite anyone to come to our art festival, our peach festival, or our jazz festival, or our garden. I don't know if they call that a festival, but we put in hundreds upon hundreds, and for the peach festival in particular, thousands of people are here. So we're not sleepy. We're sleepy in the sense that we don't have a great late night craziness like, say, Nashville.
Yeah, a little bit different along that. Is this something that you might revisit in the future? Or is this just kind of, all right, we're going to set this rule, no turning back?
If there's a need to revisit, if there was a sudden swell, a groundswell of people wanting to open this, or the populace in general, just came forward and said, you know, we have a lot of people coming in. There's no place for them to stay. But it's a difficult thing to say that we would never revisit it. Now, in our, we haven't banned them totally. In all our commercial areas, we're going to allow them. And there are some transitional, don't use that term. I forget which term it is. But there are areas where they're going to be allowed, particularly on the escarpment where the really high-value homes are. People don't want to live in a $3 million house and have the house next door converted to basically a hotel. That's what we're trying to avoid. And the same for the along the Niagara River. It's kind of, people just don't want to be next door to one.
Do you think that you're maybe ahead of the curve on this a little bit? Because you're starting to see, whether it's for the reason you just said, where, you know, people don't necessarily want to be living next to a house that doesn't have a permanent owner, a permanent tenant, at least, or the fact that a lot of people are kind of complaining about those who will buy up Airbnbs or properties in areas and, you know, it kind of restricts the housing market. Where people can't get in as much because there's not as much inventory. Do you think that you'll start to see more towns or municipalities do this sort of thing?
Yeah, I think you did your homework on this. That's a major and very significant problem. We would like to see, and by we, I mean the three of us who worked on this most diligently, we'd like to see young families moving into the area. We'd like to find people who work in high-paying jobs in Lewiston, and they would like to live here and come down. Some of these people, even the high earners, have been priced out of some of the more, traditional bedroom communities for downtown Buffalo. With the medical corridor opening up in Buffalo, there's a lot of demand for people to live in nice communities, and we have it to offer as long as it doesn't get bought up by commercial bed and breakfast enterprises.
In your research before you voted on this, did you look to see if other towns had done it, or is yes. Lewiston the first?
No. A town of Niagara is right next door to us, and they did it. And the city of Niagara Falls has greatly limited it in their city. And significantly, one of the main operators of Airbnbs down here, they live on Cayuga Island in the Niagara Falls, and they didn't put up an outcry that the city had banned Airbnbs in their neighborhood. Instead, they came down to Lewiston and didn't check to see if it was legal. They just bought up a $1 million building and opened it up as an Airbnb.
It's interesting to know. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate the time. John Jacoby is a board member in the town of Lewiston.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.